Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. We've got a listen line that's working a lot better. 605-562-4080. 605-562-4080. And if your wireless provider says, you know what, we're not going to let you call these numbers to listen to the radio on your unlimited long distance on your cell phone, if you happen to plug speakers into your headphone jack on your cell phone and you want to listen that way, if you decide that you're going to still keep your cell phone. And if you get a hard time, contact me, please. Send us an email, vincent@usapreparers.com. Name the carrier, and we'll talk about them on the air. We'll give them all the publicity they deserve. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Aaron's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
John, you know, I was talking with our engineer just before the broadcast, and I can tell you that I haven't heard a single person on the air, nor a commercial over the air, use the word Independence Day, or the words Independence Day. The only term I've heard to represent Independence Day are the 4th of July. The sales, you know, sales flyer, 4th of July sale. Okay. Commercials on the radio, 4th of July. News, 4th of July. 4th of July fireworks, 4th of July accidents, 4th of July travel. Nothing about Independence Day. Not one use of the words Independence Day. Except here, I've heard it here. And maybe some other broadcasters on this network have used it. But I have not heard it on commercial radio, mainstream media at all. Have you?
No, maybe you should just count it as a win that it's still expressed in English.
And that's a really good point. It's a sad point. It's a really sad point, but it's a valid point. Well, John, I can tell you that there were fireworks accidents. You know, people are lighting off. You know, maybe it's just fireworks day. That's what it's going to be called in the future. Well, or the big sale day, or fireworks day, or take it a day off from work day. But there were some fireworks accidents, and I know of a guy who was involved in lighting off some fireworks, and he had this prepackaged arrangement where you'd light one of them off and it would set off a Roman candle, or a little rocket would go off, and sometimes the box that it was in, that was designed to launch from, would flip over, and you light one fuse and it lights the next fireworks in a series, and the next one and the next one. It's just kind of automated. The problem is it fell over, and when it fell over, the rockets started shooting at people. You know, so that's that Chinese stuff, right? That cheap Chinese stuff. Well, there are all kinds of fireworks accidents, and a number of people have been hurt and injured. Frankly, I hate to say this. I mean, we have some instructors who just love fireworks. I don't, for a lot of reasons. One, I don't want to breathe all those metals that become airborne. I don't want to breathe the smoke. I don't want to inhale it. And I came home with our family from an event on Friday, and I got to tell you that, no, actually Saturday, excuse me, there was smoke all over our little hamlet, I mean, from fireworks, a massive amount of smoke, thick smoke, and I didn't even want to, you know, drive through it, so I'm not really crazy about this fireworks stuff. I don't like, one of the reasons I don't do it on the farm is I don't want the cows eating the wrappings, you know, the stuff that falls down from the sky, the heavy metals, the other metals, the copper, the magnesium, the strontium, you know, all those things that are part of the red and white and yellow and orange and blue and green fireworks. I just don't, and I don't want to frighten the animals either. And if we're not going to call it Independence Day, what's the point of having fireworks anyway? Are we celebrating the sales? By the way, the cops were like, the Blue Plague was out in force over the weekend. I mean, unbelievable amount of police on Friday. On the interstates, on the highways. I mean, they were sniping. And it took two of them, two cars worth of the Blue Plague, to stop people for whatever they were stopping them for. And not one of those stops that we saw with the red and blue and white lights, not one of them was helping someone with a flat tire. Not one. And I met with a group of people over the weekend. We were just kind of sitting around and chatting about farming and things. And a couple of things came up, John. One thing that came up was revenue. You know, the cops are out for revenue. I'm talking about people in their 60s, 70s are talking about, yeah, it's all about revenue. That's what these cops are doing. They're actually talking about it in circles that are outside of our circles. That's what they do. And next thing that came up, John, is something that we've been talking about. The price of parts, the price of replacement parts for things is out of control. Really, really expensive. Certainly can't buy a new one because the new ones are really expensive, whatever the new ones are. And the price of replacement parts are really high. What do you think?
Yeah, and along the lines you're talking about the fireworks mishaps over the weekend, I don't know if you saw the one in Maine. We have a strong candidate for the Darwin Award this year. He thought it was a good idea to launch a mortar from his head. And he won't be trying that ever again.
Really? You're killed. Serious?
He was killed in front of his brother. This is a guy that played the live-action Gaston at Disney in Florida.
You know, you really have to wonder, what was he thinking? Really, what was he thinking? I know a guy who... It was told to me that, you know, he was lighting off fireworks. I know this guy. I've seen him within the last couple of weeks. He was lighting fireworks, and it was one of these automated things. He just light the fuse, and the fireworks started going, instead of vertical, they were going horizontally, and all the people around were running. He said, like, where are you guys going? Like, you guys are just a bunch of pansies. Until one of the rockets hit him in the chest. And he started running. So I know this guy. And I'm not going to put my life at risk, you know, with some Chinese fireworks just because, the package says that this is a rocket and it's going to go up. Doesn't mean to me it's just not going to explode right then and there. You know, I'm not going to believe any of it. And where do you go? Where do you go to, if there is an injury? How do you find these people? I'm not for regulation in most circumstances, and I'm just going to vote with my wallet. I'm not going to participate in that. I'm really not. But I wish I could buy dynamite. I really do. I miss the ability to buy dynamite because we have some tree stumps that I'd like to poke a hole in the ground and stick a stick of dynamite in there and just light the fuse and you know, with good quality explosives, that'd be kind of nice. But farmers can't buy dynamite anymore. You know, they just pop these, you know, saw these dead trees down and put some dynamite under there and blow up the roots and just pick it up with a backhoe. That'd be a great work saver. But I can't buy dynamite anymore. I guess that, but you can buy all the dangerous fireworks you want. You know, in Missouri, there are fireworks stands everywhere. As a matter of fact, there was a news article on KY3, John, that, and it's out of Springfield, TV station out of Springfield, and there was this report of this church. Now, what they do in Missouri is anybody who wants to sets up a tent, and they sell fireworks. So, you know, there are radio stations that sell fireworks. Well, this church decided that they wanted to sell fireworks. I mean, they didn't want to be left out of the cash flow. And they set up a fireworks tent, and they were selling, and they had some young people who were working there to take money. It was open 24 hours a day. And they said, you know, they were robbed at gunpoint. Somebody robbed them of $60. And then the police report is like, well, you know what? Doesn't add up. Maybe they weren't robbed. So they didn't say it. They didn't say that, you know what, maybe this church theft was an inside job. But what in the heck are churches doing selling fireworks? Seriously. How does that make any sense at all? You know? I don't get it. Have you heard of it, John? I mean, have you heard of a church selling fireworks before? Or is this something I haven't been paying attention to and I just realized it? That there's a church selling fireworks in just outside of Springfield, Missouri.
Well, I know there's a lot of churches hurting for money, too, and I guess they're just trying to become more worldly.
Yeah, okay. Well, that makes sense. So let's move right into illegal drugs. Let's start selling those. What do you think? I mean, just...
well, you know, the government hates the competition.
Yeah. Oh. Oh. I don't know. You know, I'm not a drug user. However, I am for legalization of a lot of drugs because it would probably reduce the crime rate. That's just my thinking as a libertarian couched in Republican clothing, I guess.
Well, you know, even back when we went to school, they taught us, you know, prohibition didn't work. All it did was, you know, create this underground economy and made things more dangerous. And they're trying it again.
Mm-hmm. John, we come back. I'd like to tell you a short story. We can do it in the next segment. Over the weekend, I bought an old truck, an old farm truck. And I'll tell you why I did this. It was very, very inexpensive. And it's an experiment. But I'll tell you why I bought this old Chevy farm truck when we come back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And John, so, you know, over the last week, I found an old truck on the internet. And so I called the guy who was selling it, and we talked about it. And you know, this is not a new truck, okay? It's 11 years old. And it has about 200,000 miles on it. And I asked him about the condition and the accidents, and had never been in an accident. And he sent me the Carfax and so forth. And it was exactly what I was looking for as a farm truck. Something that, you know, if it got another dent in it, it'd be okay. But something that would get me there and back, get Mrs. Finelli there and back. and something that I could convert to propane. So the truck was $3,000. An engine for a truck like that would be $1,000. I mean, it has maybe $8,000 worth of parts on it. If I were to take it apart and sell the parts, I could make money doing that. But it's a half-ton truck, and it has lights, and it, you know, the glass works. Everything works. Air conditioning. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And so for $3,000, I was able to get this truck. Now, for $125 previous to this, I bought a propane tank. This propane tank holds 82 gallons if you could fill it completely, but you can't. So it'll hold about 60 gallons of propane. Propane's about $1 a gallon. This truck will get 20 miles to the gallon. So I can go 1,200 miles on a tank of propane. Now, how much will it cost to fill this? Oh, about $60. So I can go 1,200 miles on $60 worth of propane. It's absolutely amazing. So if the truck lasts another 100,000 miles, I might fill it up maybe 10 times in its lifetime. I won't have to change the oil because propane doesn't contaminate the oil the way gasoline does, and I bought the conversion kit for $125. So I can strap down this propane tank in the back bed of the truck. I'll still have 6.5 feet of bed to use to haul wood around the farm and to pick up, you know, supplies that we need, and farm supplies and feed bags and all that kind of stuff. I need a truck to do that. So for $3,000 plus $125, I'll have a propane truck. I think it's absolutely, you know, fabulous. I'm excited about it because, you know, if you look at Greece, and I'm sure we're going to talk about Greece today, you look at what's happening in Greece. People are trying to buy, you know, the necessary supplies, and they're having a great deal of difficulty buying what they need. Well, I'm not going to let that happen. So if propane lasts forever, and I can transfer propane from one tank to another, you know, using physics and a piece of pipe, I'll be in good shape. I'll be able to get around on the farm, and I'll be able to continue farming. And I'm not going to let these criminals, these criminal bankers, and the people who are manipulating our weather, I'm not going to let them get away with putting us out of business. I'm not going to do it. I work too hard for this. So I'm not going to give up. And so this is one of the strategies that we've employed here. So, you know, our finances are winding down. We're having less and less. And the good thing about that is there'll be less for the banks to raid if we go toward a Greece-style solution by the government, right?
It's going to be an interesting second half of the year.
Well, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, John Reagan, but if I remember correctly, you've mentioned this for going on 2 years now. Watch Greece, watch Greece. Isn't it, am I wrong, or have you been saying this?
I've been saying a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, we need to watch Greece. We need to watch Puerto Rico. We need to keep an eye on what our wonderful State Department's doing with Iran, which may cause Israel to bomb Iran, which could change things in a big hurry.
Tell you what, we have a homework assignment for our class. I've been watching Jericho for the second time. Jericho, it's on Netflix. If we don't have a subscription, but we benefit from someone else letting us use their subscription to Netflix, because multiple people can watch Netflix on the same account. And I suggest that you all watch Jericho. It's about an series of atomic detonations across the United States. It's like, who did it? What happened? It's a news blackout. And every little town has what they have, and that's it. Major cities were blown to bits. And you can't find out what's going on. It's what this little town in Kansas is doing in a neighboring town. And now everything's good, and they're going to cooperate. And they start a war with each other, and then they fight. And then you've got the equivalent of Blackwater coming in and stealing and robbing and siphoning. It's just, you know, at the muzzle of a gun. It's a great, great series. If you want to see what may happen with almost surety, Jericho. It's on Netflix. We'll be right back.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Hey, John, let me share another really quick story with you. You know, I've been waiting for the rain to stop so I can bale hay. The whole family's, you know, ready to bale hay. And we had a failure of a hydraulic cylinder that operates the baler. And it started squirting out hydraulic fluid. And there's just no way you can continue baling with a leaky hydraulic cylinder. It's spraying oil, you know, on the grass. I don't want to do that. So I contacted, I looked on the internet, and I thought, you know, these parts should be about $20 for an O-ring and a seal. And I'll just fix this thing myself. Well, the O-ring and seal from John Deere, and it's a proprietary part, is $101 for the O-ring and seal. It's like 5 to 10 times what it should cost. But I'm stuck, and, you know, I have to buy it from them. So I found a dealer who had it in our community. And so I said, well, you guys do this? Do you guys rebuild these cylinders? And they said, sure. It's $85, you know, flat rate. I said, okay. So I went to pick up the parts, and I thought, oh, I brought the cylinder with me, and our cylinder's in absolutely perfect shape. I mean, it's clean. It looks like it's brand new. No dings, no dents, no scrapes, no scuffs. Looks like it just came out of the showroom. We take care of our equipment. Anyway, I left it with the service department. I said, I'll tell you what, how about if you guys do it? Because I don't want to damage this, and you guys have all tools. Can I pick it up in an hour? And they said, sure. So a little over an hour later, my son and I went back, and they said, you know what, we've got a problem. It's going to take longer. As a matter of fact, let's show you. So they brought us to the back of the shop where it says, you know, a customer's not allowed there due to insurance reasons. So they brought us back there, and there's our hydraulic cylinder in a vise. And they said, now, see this nut here? This cracked. This gland, G-L-A-N-D, nut cracked, and we can't get a replacement, so we're going to weld it. And it's going to take, you know, all day. And so we don't want you to have to buy a new cylinder. Well, I looked at it, and I said, are you the shop foreman? And he said, yeah. I said, okay. Well, all the information that I've read says you'd never, ever, ever put a hydraulic cylinder in a vise because you can crush it, and if it goes out of round, you know, as much as 1/1000th of an inch, you've destroyed it. He said, no, we just rest it there. It's not in there. It's just resting there. Well, he showed me this nut that was cracked. Well, I said, so how'd it crack? He said, well, you know, it was rusted. So it was rusted. Really? Stainless steel. He said, well, it was rusted. What happened really was his over-anxious employee there put too much force on it and cracked it. And he wasn't careful, in my opinion. And instead of welding it, what they used was JB Weld. It's kind of like a epoxy glue. And I was thinking about this thing. And I decided that after I paid for it, they said it took 3 hours, but they only charged me for 1 hour, $85. After it was repaired, I thought, you know what? I'm not happy with this. So I asked to talk to the store manager. And I said, so here's what happened. I explained what happened. I said, the reason we brought this to you and had you guys do it is so this wouldn't happen. But it did happen. But here's the interesting thing about all this, store manager. Nobody said, Mr. Finelli, I am so sorry that we destroyed this gland nut. Would it be okay with you if we gave you a new hydraulic cylinder because this was our fault? Would that be okay? Nobody said that. And nobody apologized. And so here I am with a damaged hydraulic cylinder that may fail. What are you going to do about it? And he looked at me and he said, I'd like to give you a new one. And I said, that'd be great. Thanks so much. So they're going to order a new one, and I'll be able to pick it up, you know, this week. But what I'm saying is the foreman tried to cover it up. The shop tried to cover it up. And it wasn't until we uncovered what they actually did that they decided, when we pressured them by saying, you know what, you guys did this. You guys damaged our property. You literally damaged our property that we entrusted to you, and you screwed it up. Now, how about doing the right thing? So these things are several hundred dollars, these hydraulic cylinders, probably over $400. Bottom line is, I think we should all start doing this. I think we should all start questioning and not taking, you know, when a service guy who's inexperienced, who you're paying to be experienced, damages your property, I think you should hold them accountable the way we did. That's the lesson there. John, what do you think?
Yeah, it's kind of sad. We were well, back up and explain. In the metro area now, with this digital TV, you can get 80 channels now over the air. Still nothing on, but you get more channels. And one of them is a classic game show network showing game shows from the 50s through the 80s. And one of these is I've Got a Secret. You know, it's so old, it's in black and white, from the late 50s, early 60s.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure.
And it has some of the original commercials embedded. And there was this one playing where, and you have to keep in mind, back then, you know, you had normal families with a mom, dad, and kids, and it was a single-car family. Well, mom and the daughter needed the car. Dad needed the car for work. So the solution was go rent a car from Hertz. And It was an all-inclusive price that even included oil and gas. And I just think, you know, how different are things today? You know, they've turned that into a way of making money off the customer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, now it doesn't include insurance, and it doesn't include gas. And if I guess if you have to put oil in it, it's on you, right?
It's, yeah, but things have changed in the last 50 years.
Yeah, and the reason I told the story about this John Deere dealership is because, and I said, this is John Deere, isn't it? I mean, I mentioned that to the store manager. Like, you know, this is the Mercedes-Benz of farm equipment. And, you know, you guys charge a lot of money for your everything. For everything in the store, it's more expensive than other places. And I said, so you're going to do the right thing, right? I mean, that was the implied message that I expected him to take care of it. What I didn't tell him was I was going to talk about it no matter what he did. But that's the new normal, that you do the absolute minimum. And I saw over the last week, I saw installations of air conditioning systems and above ground pools and decks and roofs and gutters. And, you know, so I was looking around, and what we have done, what we've really done is we've allowed people to improve our houses. You know, we pay them for home improvements and repairs, and they do a lousy job. It's all covered up and you can't tell until later when it rains and the gutters come off because they're poor quality products, poorly installed. Nobody has a level. The gutters run the wrong way, so you know the water runs away from the downspout instead of toward the downspout. It's just amazing what we put up with. And you know, here at the farm, Mrs. Finelli, you know, say, look at my list of things to do, and you know, I'm way behind on this list. However, you know, each thing that we do is done right. And it takes a lot longer to do it right than it does to just slap it together. And I'm not willing to just slap it together, so I'm behind on everything. I'm frustrated, John. I really am.
Well, I'm going to take a risk here and start off with button pushers.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, you talked about cops and making money earlier. Well, we've got a town in Iowa, Van Meter, that's raffling off chances to tase. There's two police that have volunteered for this. It's $5 a ticket. And I got to thinking, you know, hey, this is really a great way for all these, you know, local communities to make money. You know, instead of just doing a raffle, you just go in, you know, $50 and, you know, tase the defective of your choice. And the towns make money, and people get stress relief, and it's just good for everybody.
You know, I kind of like it. Now, can you set this thing to high power, or is it set on like, is it set on tickle, or is it set on maximum power? I'm looking at this post, John. I don't participate in lotteries. I don't buy lottery tickets. I don't gamble. But you know, if I could go and pay $5 to tase Chris Hurd, the city manager of Lebanon, Missouri, I might say, well, how many tickets do you guys have? I would be interested to seeing at what level he starts wetting his pants. I mean, you know, seriously, I'm not kidding. I'm interested in buying raffle tickets to Tay's these elected representatives and these unelected representatives. I think it should be done once a week. Maybe that's not enough. Maybe every day. Maybe every day there should be another person coming in, the winner of a raffle. Actually, just forget the raffle. Just buy your opportunity to tase the thug of your choice. And you know what I bet would not happen? I'll bet most firemen would not be tased. Now, in Lebanon, it would probably be an exception because those guys came and disrupted our expo. By the way, I got a call from the assistant director of finance for the city of Lebanon. He said, Mr. Finelli. And I said, hey, I'm so glad you called. I've been looking all over for your check. He's like, check? I said, yeah, you guys destroyed our expo, and I'm expecting to be compensated for it. I'm looking all over for your check. What do you want? They think I'm going to pay him. They've lost their minds. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Watch it. This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you?
Take my.
When you go to
the season
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class meetup tonight. Meetup tonight at Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8 p.m. on Battlefield Road in Springfield, Missouri. Air conditioning 102. Tim Latimer and I will be talking about air conditioning. Linus Ertley is back in town. He's in town from Texas after spending a lot of time there after the storms. He's a insurance adjuster, and he's going to be telling us what he saw. Why? Because we need to know what happens, the ravages of the storms, the ravages of the flooding and so forth, and be better prepared to deal with it right here. So that's tonight, meetup, air conditioning 102, and if Michael Hicks brings his vehicle, I'm going to recharge it and show the class how you can recharge it for about $10 with a Freon replacement, which is called EnviroSafe, propane and butane mixture. Way colder, way more efficient than the standard R134A. John Reagan, back to you.
The other item I have for button pushers is immoral dumping. The United States is producing a record amount of milk and dumping the leftovers. And we're talking about, just from this article here, this dairy association so far dumped 600,000 pounds. And, you know, I'm thinking, gee, you could freeze dry that and can it and have, sure, you know, some great stuff to put in your, you know, preparations. But no, yep, that's just being wasted. And the flip side of that, too, I'm looking at the price of milk in the stores. If we have this much more supply than demand, which would normally drive prices down, you know, what the heck is inflation nowadays?
You know, John, we had right in our county here a couple of years ago, there was a farmer, and he was invaded by the government, and they said, Missouri government, and he had to destroy all of his cheese. He had about $300,000 worth of cheese. And I called him up and I said, look, I understand the sheriff's coming. He's going to take your cheese to the landfill. And I said, you know, how does this make any sense at all? You know, what about, you know, okay, let's say it is contaminated. What about, let's say it does have bacteria. Well, you know, dogs and cats can eat this. Why can't it be pet food? And he said, you know what? I'm just tired of fighting it. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, USA Preparers will be there. We will be armed. We will stand between you and the sheriff. We'll be there tomorrow morning. Would you like us to show up? And he said, no, I'm just tired. This has been going on a long time. I'm just tired. I'm just going to give up. So he gave up. He's out of business. They took $300,000 worth of cheese. They put it to landfill. And you know, the sheriff should be ashamed of himself. Absolutely ashamed of himself. But this farmer gave up. And it just bothers me to throw things away. Here at the farm, I don't throw anything away. If I can't figure out another use for it, that's when I discard it. But if I can use it for heat, it goes into the outdoor wood furnace. I mean, I don't burn things that will be bad for the environment. I don't burn plastic bags and things like that. But if it's a rag and it's made of natural materials, you know, cotton, you know, I'll burn that when there's no other use for it. Yeah, really. John, you're absolutely right. It's outrageous.
And just try and finish off real quick with government smarts here. We do have a candidate suitable for stupid voters. And just a reminder, stupid voters is a term that Jonathan Gruber used. And we've got Hillary's emails that shows that she didn't know when cabinet meetings were held, didn't know how to work a fax machine, and emailed aides to fetch her iced tea. So, seems like the perfect candidate for the stupid
president. Yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, John, did you hear that story about, or read that story about how the University of Missouri at Kansas City wanted to have a woman speaker, and they contacted Hillary, but it was so expensive. It was like $250,000 for her to speak. Huh. $250,000 to hear a woman speak who wants to be president of the United States. So they said, no, we can't afford her. Chelsea Clinton. We can get her for $65,000. So they hired Chelsea Clinton for $65,000 to speak for 20 minutes. Now, exactly what does Chelsea Clinton bring to the party? Sounds to me like this is just another way of bribing someone who could possibly be a president. Imagine what it
Harbaugh would say. If you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food, do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExpandoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExpandoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExpandoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExpandoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExpandoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.